Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, Keith Colclasure, Fairfield Chief of Police. How are things going?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
All right.
So far.
I'm here talking to you.
So far, so good. All right. We didn't have to do this on the phone.
That's right. Yeah. You got that 6 feet space. We're right at it.
That's right. So, does your department have all the necessary training for this, I don't want to call it a virus. I don't want to call it a scare. I want to call it pandemonium.
It is pandemonium.
That is being generated.
We have things in place. We have equipment on the way, just in case.
Okay.
It's hot topic.
Hot topic here.
Everywhere.
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 Yeah, okay. But you do go through a certain continuing education about how to treat communicable diseases, don't you?
Well, we're a little different. We don't treat it. We will occasionally respond with the ambulance, so we have to know about it.
Right.
And we have to have the equipment in case we are called into a scene. We have protocols since we are a 911 center.
Okay.
We have certain questions that we will ask. So if somebody calls and starts, you know, I'm having trouble breathing, you will probably hear more questions than you usually do.
Oh, okay.
There is a protocols in place that we put in place actually Monday to get the information to the responders because you want them protected when they respond.
Okay.
So it's
fluid is what you're saying.
It's very fluid.
Okay.
We don't have any cases yet. Hopefully they stay in Northern Illinois.
Okay.
And far St. Louis. But just in case, we are prepping everything just in case.
All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Colclasure, so stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When you take out a loan on your 401k, which you should never do, when you leave your company because you die, because you get a better job, or because they fire you, just when you leave, if you've not repaid the loan is considered an early withdrawal. If you don't repay it in 60 days, you get all the penalties and all the taxes. You never borrow on your 401k. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Colclasure, and you want to talk about the census?
It's that time. Every 10
it's time
years.
Time to count people.
It's counting people.
Yeah.
So just trying to help out the health department here. They won a big push on the 2020 census. Just kind of a nutshell, it is required by the Constitution every 10 years.
Right.
Since 1790. I did a little research on this.
Oh, okay.
So, and basically some of the big things it will do is determine the number of seats in the House of Representatives for our area. So that's important.
Right.
If people want to have a voice in their government, you know, it could add or subtract from certain areas.
Yeah, we're going to probably lose one representative.
For the restructuring.
We've got another
redistricting,
one.
Sorry.
Another one is on the line. So if we want to keep that second representative, we need to all be counted.
Yes. And also money. Everybody loves money. The statistic by the government is $675 billion is tied to the census for distribution. Big number.
That's
almost the national debt. No.
That's a pocket full of change.
That's a pocket full of change. Well, Fairfield could use some of that, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. So now the census, it's statistics only. Nobody's going to get your name and then the police department show up at your door.
Right.
Or court send you a notice. They'll probably send you a notice anyway if you're in the court system.
Okay.
But that's not what it's used for. It's totally separate. Mm-hmm. So this is just statistics for the government. It will help, going back to the money aspect of it, helps children programs, low-income programs, actually college programs.
Oh, really?
Being a college instructor, your Pell Grants and stuff like that's tied to it.
Right.
So the over 65-year age of the community, and then just communities in general.
No.
So there's a lot of things tied to the census. So, actually, today, people should start receiving their postcard in the mail.
Oh, okay.
And everybody's, why do I need a postcard? The postcard has a 12-digit number to enter to fill out your census.
To get into the census.
Yes. And there's three ways you can do it. Online, which probably most everybody would do, should do, and be done with it 24/7. Mm-hmm. You can mail it back in.
Right.
Or you can call in.
Oh, okay.
So there's three options. Now,
this is the first year, this first time the census will be able to be filled out online.
Yeah. And all, from what I understand, all three platforms, computer, tablet, cell phone.
Okay.
So I guess the mobile versions and all that good stuff.
Hmm.
So
hope it's not the same people who handled the Iowa caucus.
It is the government. The bigger government. So, and what they're saying, like I said, I did a little research on it. By responding, it will prevent people coming out in the community knocking on your door. That does happen. They will show up, I'm sure, in Fairfield, in Wayne County, like they have in the mm-hmm. past. They will have IDs indicating they are with the Census Bureau.
Okay.
And that kind of leads to my little talk a little bit later about scams.
Okay.
But if you don't fill these out, there's a chance you may get a visit personally.
Okay.
So just kind of put that out there in the forefront. So it's best to respond. Like I said, some money's tied to it. They the estimate that's given is that we lost out on approximately $2.5 million.
In Wayne County.
In Wayne County alone. That doesn't mean we would have got that money. It was the possibility of getting that money. Now, that would go, like I said, you flash back to the communities. One thing in there is rural water and waste treatment. You know, right now we're going under improvements for our wastewater plant.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the city council and the mayor are looking at a new water project. We got the water lines, of course.
Right.
That's going on right now. But water tower.
Yeah. I
mean, everybody's seen the water tower downtown. It's in poor shape. You know, getting the count accurate could possibly lead to help in that area.
Okay.
So it's important.
Free up money for the water tower project. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, you get that maybe in there.
It's so, all maybe. So. But it's still important that you fill out the census.
Yeah, and I want to let everybody know, try to help out the health department. Just some of the questions they will be asking you.
Okay.
They're going to ask you to confirm your address, where you received your postcard. Name and telephone number, they'll ask for. Number of members in your household, their names, whether you own the home or if you rent. And then questions on gender, date of birth, age, Hispanic origin, race, and relation to each other inside the household.
Okay.
That's it. No financials. They're not going to ask you for anything. And what I mean by that is they're not going to ask for your Social Security number.
Okay.
They are not going to ask for bank credit card numbers.
Right.
No money, no donations.
Okay.
And they're not going to ask your political affiliation.
They're not going to ask for a gift card from Amazon.
Well, that, like I said, the reason I want to get involved and help promote this, because that leads to us getting involved on the scammer side later on.
All right.
You always get that call.
You always get that call. All right. Let's talk about the people coming around before we end this segment. Eventually, people will come around.
Perhaps.
To talk. Perhaps.
Yeah. If they have a follow-up or you did not complete it.
Okay.
It's like I say, it's a push to count.
About when should we expect those people? Do you know yet?
That I don't know. In Illinois, today's the first day that you can actually log on, call in, or get your information.
Okay.
So it'd be in the future.
It'd be in the future.
And the census counts on who lives in your household on April 1st.
Okay.
Is the question.
All righty.
So.
Okay. We will get back to more the seedy side of not the census,
right,
but pretending to be the census in just a few moments with Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Calglazier.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it, it's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Calglazier, and we have been talking about the census. today. So today is, and this we're recording this on Thursday the 12th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And is it will air on Friday the 13th. So, you know, good luck with that.
I'm going to take off again.
Okay. All right.
There's something about that. Full moons.
And Friday the 13th.
Really. I mean, I don't think it's proven, but it definitely there's an increase.
Police officers and nurses know
It
does happen.
And we don't have to look at the calendar.
Right. So we've been talking about the census, so let's talk about the seedier side of the underbelly of America that is.
Let's take advantage of this fact
that we know something's going to happen, so we're going to take advantage of it in any way we can.
Yes.
So what should people be looking out for?
Scams.
Okay.
You know, hot topic. Also, I mean, every day, somebody sitting in a room somewhere overseas making robocalls if they can get one, two people scammed out of $500,000. That's a pretty good payday.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good payday. So with the census, I'm sure there'll be phone calls. We're with the census. I'd be wary of those. Send us, you know, you forgot to give us your Social Security number or we need to verify it's you. Please give us this information. I'd be wary of those. Like I said, if they do show up in the community, they're going to be identified.
Okay.
They're going to have lanyards around their neck, who they work for, what they're doing. So it's always that time of year, unfortunately. Scams take up a lot of, you know, it just every day it seems like we get a new one.
Okay.
What I've started doing is I subscribe to the Federal Trade Commission website just to see what the new ones are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to keep the public up to date. You know, of course, we're going to have the coronavirus scams.
Yes.
There's already been resellers that have been banned, or not banned, but told to discontinue their products. As of right now, the FDA does not have a cure or prevention for the coronavirus.
Okay.
But at least seven companies are already saying their products, whether it be tea and oil or whatever, you know.
Pill of some kind.
Yeah. It's already taken place. I mean.
Right.
And so they've been, you know, cease and desist orders from the Trade Commission to those companies. Another one that we've had is the prize scam. You know, you've won $5,000. We're going to send you the information with a check. Cash the check. Keep $500 for yourself and send us this back, you know, for claiming stuff.
Right.
Well, what happens is when you get that check, it's usually a fake check, but it does have a good number on it. So what they do is they make a bank account. They go to a bank,
mm-hmm.
and they deposit X amount of money.
Right.
Then before they mail the checks out, they will reduce that to like a dollar in that account.
Okay.
So when you cash that check, it looks good. The bank accepts it. They give you the $5,000. When it goes to clear, there's nothing there. It comes back as fraudulent.
Insufficient funds.
Then you get a phone call, and you're on the hook for $5,000 that you've already sent off to somebody else.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it works. And that they call it the money mule. So you're just passing money. They're tied to dating sites, online dating.
Oh, really?
You know, hey, you find a love interest, and hey, I owe somebody money. Can you send it to them if I send it to you? And then you become that middle person. Same way with jobs, you know.
Right.
Online job, transferring money, you're caught in the middle.
Yeah.
Can't be on the hook for all that money. And
I haven't seen the one where you transfer money, but I've seen the one where what they're going to do is ship you product, you take it out of the package, verify it, and then repackage it and send it someplace else.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you know, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, what we've discovered in our local investigations are, I won't use any names, but whether you transfer money wirelessly,
uh-huh.
or you go buy the gift card, how it works is, okay, we need you to go get this amount of funds, provide us with a number, and that will take care of everything. Well, what happens is when you provide that number to that card or that telegram, I guess you would say.
Right.
That can now be picked up or used anywhere in the world. So once it, you know, if it's, let's say it's over in Honduras, you're out of our jurisdiction, not much is going to happen, but right. they've got your money already picked up. There's nothing you can do about it. The best we've been able to do is, yeah, your money was picked up here at this time. That's all we get. So it's tough. I mean, we all want to win something. I want to win a lot of things. But you got to play lottery to win it, right?
Right.
You don't even get that phone call.
And even then, the lottery won't call you and tell you you right. won.
Yeah, you've got to call them.
Right.
And if it's a certain amount, you actually have to go somewhere to pick it up because we've done that.
Yeah.
So scams are a huge thing, and like I said, it just everybody needs that extra dollar when they get that phone call. Sometimes they fall for it. We're going to be delivering this in the next 2 hours. Mm-hmm. They're not coming. I've had several citizens and good heart natured, and hey, they're coming here at 2 o'clock.
Right.
I want you to be here to verify. They're not coming. They're not. The UPS truck's not going to pull up with a Ed McMahon and a big check.
Okay.
It's just not. I mean, they've tried to, you know, we know this is a scam, but we wanted to get them in Fairfield so you could arrest them. They're not coming. They're going to call 30 minutes before and say, hey, we can't make it. Go ahead and get us that number off that card or whatever, and we'll be, you know, we'll send it to you in the mail.
Right.
They're not coming. So just be careful. Don't give information out.
Okay. If you get a call like that, you won this, go get a card for $1,000 and then give it to us when we bring you your check for $1,000,000.
There'll be no taxes.
That'll take care of the taxes. You should hang up.
Right, yes.
Right. What if you don't hang up? If you have questions about it, ask for a number or just call the police department or...
The best thing's hang up. Because that number is going to go through a probably voice over internet protocol. You don't know where it's at because
right.
most people do not have English accents when they call you. You know, I personally have got, I switch phone carriers and I got 7 scam calls in one day.
Okay.
All the way from my computer was broke to Social Security was going to arrest me or my local police department was going to arrest me. I guess they probably didn't know what I did for a living.
Right.
But we get them too. So if something happens and your information gets out, obviously we're going to notify your banks, financial institutions, stuff like that. Make a report with us. It doesn't hurt. It's always on file.
Okay.
And then the next thing you do is you can go to the Trade Commission's website at ftc.gov/complaint. And you can enter the information that you have in hopes of trying to identify these people.
Okay. All right. That is our scam segment for today. We will be back in just a few moments with Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Gallglazier.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Gallglazier, and we've been talking about scams and the census. And the census is not a scam, by the way. But it is springtime, so people are getting out now. Even though there's the coronavirus, people are getting out. So is crime picking up because of the spring?
I don't know if it ever slowed down.
Like it didn't slow down.
We didn't have the cold winter snap. I don't know if we can declare winter over yet, but here we are, and we're starting to talk storms already.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, thunderstorms today.
Yeah.
Possibly rain and snow on Saturday.
Yeah. What, if you don't like the weather, wait 24 hours?
That's right.
So
62 today, though.
Yeah. So with the big swings, you always get the chance for severe weather. We'll kind of jump to that, if that's all right.
That's okay with me.
I kind of like to explain how the outdoor storm siren system works.
Okay.
At the police department, we activate the storm sirens under certain protocols. We do have a backup site at the Fairfield Fire in case our system goes down.
Okay.
We currently activate the signs for Wayne City and Fairfield.
Okay.
When we took over or agreed to activate Wayne City sign, we narrowed the box. It used to be a circle that went all the way into Indiana. So what I mean by that is anything inside a zone where a Doppler indicated tornado or a confirmed spotter tornado, we will activate the outdoor sirens.
Okay.
These are not meant to replace your weather radios.
Mm-hmm.
These are for people outside only. A lot of confusion there.
Okay.
Where, oh, I didn't hear the siren, but, well, it may not be in our area. So a little confusion. So currently, it's a large area. So we go from basically the Blueford Road for the Wayne City folks, and we tied ours together. That way my dispatchers don't have to have two circles on the map, which,
okay.
which you've seen.
Yeah.
To the west and Golden Gate Road to the east.
All right.
And we go from 161 down into Hamilton County because, you know, most storms travel, not always, but most travel
right
at that angle. So anything inside that zone, both the village and the city will activate the sirens in that case. And like I said, that's outdoor ball fields, people walking. Still very good idea to have your weather radio, your phones.
Right.
You can sign up for free services for Evansville's local stations. I know that.
Right.
And
you get an alert on Nixle as well.
Yes. Yes. And you're starting to see more and more of those come out, especially with the virus updates. I got one of those yesterday, both from here and Hamilton County.
Right.
So plenty of avenues, but I just kind of want to reiterate outdoor storm sirens.
Right.
So that just what everybody knows.
The storm sirens are intended to warn people who are outdoors.
Yes. And okay. when they do go off, as everybody knows, in town on Tuesdays, you get a 3-minute cycle. And the reason we have two 3-minute cycles, we both set them off at the police department and the fire department.
Oh, okay.
And we do set those sirens and make sure they work. And we were just not setting them off for fun. We've had failures in the past that we have caught.
Okay.
So we do test them every month, all the way, every month of the year.
Okay, and you test them from both locations to make sure you can
yep.
activate them from both locations.
Yep. And we've had radio failures, and like I said, we've had battery failures because they do not run on electricity.
Okay.
All the storm sirens run off batteries.
Oh, okay.
There's electricity to the cabinet just to charge the batteries.
Okay.
So if the battery cell goes bad, we know.
Oops.
Yep. Which has happened.
Okay. All right, so that's the storm warning. Anything else to look forward to this spring?
Oh, springtime. Got prom coming up.
Prom is coming up.
We're going to shut down a road. It'll be Southeast 2nd from 5 p. to 9 p., I believe.
Okay.
Always a...
popular event.
Popular, I guess is the right word. Long event. Very creative people.
Right.
In their arrival method.
Right.
So it's tradition.
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 I've always done it that way.
Always done it that way. Can't change it.
Always. All right. What's on the horizon? What are you looking forward to this year?
Oh, this year. Hopefully get some people in the academy. Got fireworks again.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime stretch.
Okay.
It's always moving.
Okay. And training is coming up? Or the testing is coming up?
We are actually reviewing the hiring process. There's some questions on whether they want to allow lateral transfers.
Okay.
Basically, if you're a police officer with 2 years experience, you can test. There has to be some kind of grading mechanism. But if you hold the certificate, in a sense, basically, if the board chooses, they can hire a certified over a non-certified candidate, if they choose.
Oh, okay.
So there's some questions about that. And they're kind of just making sure that all the guidelines are accurate with today's laws.
Okay.
So I know there's some questions about the age. You know, it says 35 years, but there are a few exceptions. If you've been a police officer, there is no age limit.
Okay.
If you've been in the military and you can claim up to, if you've been 10 years active, you can add 10 years to your eligibility. So you can be 45.
45.
So there's a few things that kind of need to be fine-tuned in the guidelines, and that's the process they're doing right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming out, Keith.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.